future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,452, down 1.5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $203. That's down 2%. Ripple currently trading at 45 cents, down nearly 3%. And EOS currently trading at $5.33. That's down 1.5% as well in the last 24 hours. I want to give a big shout out to Basic Attention Token, or BAT as it's commonly known. That's currently trading at 22 cents, and that's up 10% in the last 24 hours. We'll get into why in a second. With that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's going down, what's going on. So let's do this, and let's kick things off. The story that caught my attention today is that Apple's chipmaker Braze for dampening crypto mining demand. So Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company TSMC, the world's largest independent semiconductor foundry, predicted that its fourth quarter revenue would increase by only a couple percentage points, forecasting revenues of $9.35 billion to $9.45 billion. Its 2017 fourth quarter revenue was 9.2. So TSMC, based in Hushan, Taiwan, is only the world's largest semiconductor foundry, but it was the world's first, founded in 1987 by Morris Chang, widely credited the godfather of the semiconductor industry. The company boasts high-profile clients such as Apple, which accounts for 17% of its revenue. It is widely considered Taiwan's most influential tech company with a valuation of around $200 billion. The company listed on both the Taiwan Stock Exchange and the New York Stock Exchange pointed out the fact that while there is still solid demand for the smartphone sector, that cryptocurrency demand has decreased dramatically. As a result, the high-performing computers associated with cryptocurrency mining have been affected. TSMC even pointed out the fact that mid-tier smartphone appeared to stagnate, but the solid demand for high-end smartphones worldwide, the sector that TSMC is most in demand for, remains robust. No, so like it's really interesting, these stories, because like a lot of people are aware, but for those who aren't, when back into 2016-17, when people were mining crypto, and they still are, but when people were like buying computers and trying to mine and setting up like mining rigs, they were basically creating huge demand for these semiconductor factories, because they were buying these chips, the microchips that were used to power these big computers. So these guys in the back of it had huge run-ups. Like they were sold out. I remember one of them, I think it was Nvidia, they sold everything for the GPU market. Like they sold everything that they had. I think profits went up like 40%. It was huge. And for a traditional equity play, like a traditional company listed on the stock market, like when you see growth that fast, it's like you don't really see that a lot unless it's an IPO. But huge growths were coming from people buying mining equipment, and like not just buying one, but buying everything they could, because they saw this as the biggest opportunity that they had. And it was insane. And a lot of the mining companies got really spooked out, because it doesn't look too good when your profits go up by, well, they go up dramatically for a few quarters, and then it just depreciates massively because of a hype trade, let's say. It doesn't look too good in the overall performance. So like chip companies are freaking out, saying that, you know, cryptocurrency is only a small part of their sales. You know, they still have solid growth, because I guess long-term investors weren't looking for, you know, quote-unquote fly-by-night companies or trades, or investments for that matter. So it's interesting, but Nvidia's main rival in the GPU market, Advanced Micro Devices, also experienced the benefits of a crypto gold rush of early 2018, as 10% of its revenues in Q1 2018 derived from cryptocurrency mining. The company's CEO, Lisa Su, was more optimistic than others, claiming that she believed they're not necessarily buying just for mining. So what was happening is a lot of the CEOs of these companies were like, yeah, this is, you're right, the cryptocurrency is great, we're selling lots of stuff, but don't worry, because that's not, you know, the main part of our business. And, you know, they were very hesitant to make any public statements really endorsing it, A, and B, like trying to be optimistic about the fact that a lot of their sales are coming from people trying to buy mining rigs and trying to set it up at home. So they were trying to stay clear of that, which I understand. So let's talk Basic Attention Token. The token itself is set to reward users of the Brave browser for viewing adverts. It's one of a few tokens that showed green. So basically, BAT, or BAT's rise, comes amid speculations that the cryptocurrency might be the next to be listed on Coinbase following the footsteps of the recently added 0x. The speculation is backed by a report released by Coinbase that had talked about exploring the addition of cryptocurrencies like Basic Attention Token, Stellar Lumens, and Cardano. More specifically, the exchange had made it clear they were introducing ERC20 tokens at some point. Well, I want to make clear though, this is not financial trading advice. We're just basically picking up the news. So the two currencies named in this conversation are 0x, which has been added, and Basic Attention Token. So if you look at it, there are many reasons why, as to why Basic Attention Token can be a pretty interesting project moving forward. The native asset of the Brave browser has the potential to change the way people look at the internet altogether. It is also a token subject to a fair bit of speculation in the cryptocurrency industry these days, which can lead to quite a bit of volatility along the way. So founder Eich, E-I-C-H, revealed more of the plans of the Promise Brave user rewards of BAT in August 2018, including that users are now testing adverts and payment methods ready for rollout. So something that could be garnered attention for Brave this week is Eich's letter to the US Senate calling for a US version of Europe's new data protection policy, GDPR. So for those who don't know, Brave's a browser, man. Brave's awesome. And by the way, Dr. Ben Lifshitz, actually, who's the chief scientist of the project, super cool guy. He's actually a lecturer here in London at Imperial College, and is an avid attender of the SVK crypto meetup. So big shout out to Mr. Lifshitz, Mr. Ben. He's an absolute dude. So it's interesting, Basic Attention Token. There's lots of different rumors out there. There's a lot of hype. There's lots of talk about possible listings. But remember, this is not financial trading advice. This is just stuff we're picking up, man. Things we're hearing around. But the project itself has seen huge growth. And I think that they're nearly 10 million users now, which is phenomenal. So big shout out to the team. And that's one of the reasons we've seen a price increase today is due to hype around potential listings of a Basic Attention Token, or as we know it, BAT. So let's talk about the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission. Three letters that normally go with a negative stance on crypto. However, we have different news. We've got positive news today. The SEC launches new initiative supporting crypto, blockchain, and fintech innovation. So the US government is slowly integrating cryptocurrency and financial technology in its regulatory ecosystem, adding legitimacy and more support for the space. The US Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, announced today that they are launching the Strategic Hub for Innovation and Financial Technology, the FinHub, led by Valerie, Senior Advisor for Digital Assets and Innovation and Associate Director of the SEC's Division of Corporate Finance. FinHub will connect and update the public on SEC-related issues and initiatives dealing with distributed ledger technology, including blockchain and cryptocurrencies, automated investment advice, digital marketplace, financing, and artificial intelligence, or AI. In addition, the SEC says FinHub will initiate support for the following key areas. Here they are. Provide a portal for industry and the public to engage directly with the SEC staff on innovation ideas and technological developments. Number two, publicize information regarding the SEC's activities and initiatives involving fintech on FinHub. Number three, engage with the public through publications and events, including a fintech forum focusing on distributed ledger technology and digital assets planned for 2019. Number four, act as a platform and clearinghouse for SEC staff to acquire information and fintech-related knowledge within the agency. And number five, serve as a liaison to other domestic international regulators regarding emerging technologies and financial and regulatory systems. So FinHub will act as a resource for fintech entrepreneurs, startups, and initial coin offerings with a focus on the big three R's for ICO risks, rewards, and responsibilities. I think it's great that the SEC is now taking a proactive stance on this. But by the way, it's getting too big to ignore. And that's really the truth. It's a technology that's not going to die. It doesn't have a central point to kill it. So what is your alternative choice? Well, your choice is now to understand it and basically try and get a deeper understanding and try and control it in any way that they can, because that's how these entities work. So So with that in mind, I want to take this opportunity to invite all the listeners of this podcast and everyone living in London, no matter where you're based in the world, everyone is welcome to our next event at the De Vere Grand Connaught Rooms in West London, Holborn. So on the panel, it's going to be an open panel discussion, by the way, with some of the biggest names in crypto. So let's kick things off. We have Stephen Kelso, who's the head of Galaxy Digital Europe. He's going to be on the panel. Next to him, we have David Packham, who is the co-founder of EOS 42, one of the biggest and largest block producers out there. I don't think they've been booted out the top 21, so they're one of the originals. Alexander Perrin, who is from Virgin Ventures, which is Richard Branson's family office. And we have Piers Rydiard, who's the CEO of Radix, a London-based up-and-coming protocol. And of course, we couldn't do this without Jess Holgrave, co-founder of Codex. This panel can only be moderated by our own Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto. So that's going to be taking place on the 24th of October in the evening from 6 till 8. We look forward to seeing everyone there. Everyone is welcome. There's going to be drinks. We're going to have a great fun. It's going to be a great networking opportunity. All roads lead to the De Vere Grand Connaught Rooms. We look forward to seeing everybody there. Everyone is welcome. And if you're a real hustler, you would have signed up already. The link to do that is on our Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you'll find it. Or you can email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. As always, we appreciate your time and attention. I got to wrap things up a little bit early today. So it's a lovely Friday here. There's some sun here in Shoreditch. We have a kind of a strange weather pattern between winter and summer. One day it's nice and sunny. You should be wearing your shorts with your shades. And the next day it's pretty bleak. So you got to pick your moments, man. And this is definitely a moment to be outside, to be networking, to be hustling, and me and all the cool companies in Shoreditch, which I intend on doing today. So listen, that's a wrap. Thank you for your time and attention. I got to bounce. But remember, as always, we've got great shows upcoming. We've got some great speakers that are going to be on the show as well. Some great interviews that we're lining up. It's going to be, I think, some of the biggest we've done thus far. We're making trow, and guess what? We're having a great time. So thank you for being with us on this wonderful journey. That's a wrap.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.